CliffCentral.com.
I want to bring into the show now somebody who we absolutely love. He's a South African institution, this guy. He's an actor, he's a mime artist, a singer, he's an entertainer. He is well known to South Africans. His face is as familiar to us as some of our family members. He's been in the number one ladies detective agency, Hotel Rwanda. He was in famously Suburban Bliss on our TVs, Dube on Monday. He's been in movies with Leon Schuster, Panic Mechanic, Millennium Menace. This year, he is in Cinderella, the pantomime, with Desmond as one of the hilarious ugly sisters. Her name, I love you, man. What's the name of your character in the pantomime?
Fanny Flatulina. say no more.
How are you?
I'm just worried that you said I'm an institution, and it sounded like a compliment, but
no, I know.
I could tell that it wasn't.
Dude, it is. I promise you, we have so much love for you. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, my brother. How are you doing, man?
I'm extremely well. Desmond Dube, you're such a pro. You can do so many things. Like, you're such a versatile guy. And in South African entertainment, in order to just survive, many people need to be versatile. And some of them are approaching you in terms of their talent. But man, you don't just survive, you thrive. You are incredibly good at all the things you do. But I do worry.
Thank you, man. Like, you're very kind.
Whenever I see your face, I'm kind of a little bit concerned you're going to be selling funeral policies to me. So I just have to keep reminding myself. Like,
for only one rand a day. Only one rand a day.
Only one rand. Look, it happens more often now than ever. I think I've been with the brand for quite a while.
Yes.
So
clientele, right?
Often when I see people being irresponsible or so. It'll jump up, you know. Mm. My first question would be, do you have insurance? You know, because we don't want to be responsible. We don't want to be responsible for all this.
Desmond. So listen, first of all, it's really good to see you again. I'm sure you're hard at work on rehearsals at the pantomime at the moment. How has lockdown affected you, if at all? Because you are a busy man. You have lots of different streams of income. I'm sure that it's been tough for you, though, too, and for everyone in your profession.
Yeah. Look, I think first we need to be very grateful that at least we alive, we breathe, you know. Whatever setbacks that came from lockdown itself, you can overcome if you're alive. if you're
sure.
gone,
sure.
There's nothing else to do. So we all got affected, you know, particularly economically.
Yes.
But I think also, you know, I look at our kids and I think these kids are strong, man, because I did go through some hard times. You know, I'm not used to being at home. I'm always out there sort of trying to find the next thing or the next big thing. And just watching our kids, you know, locked in the house, they couldn't see their friends. Mm. And this was the way they see, you know, they get to see each other. And then they still just got up and went back to school. And pass, for that matter, you know.
Yeah.
I think we take that for granted.
Well, you know? I'm very glad to hear that your kids are good, and I think there are many people who's you know, kids are so, they really are very strong. Hey, they're resilient. Like, it's amazing how kids, for them, especially if they started school in the last 2 years, this is just normal. They're like, yeah, well, this is how school works. So for a lot of them, it's going to be like going back to what we see as normal. They're going to be, oh, okay, well, things have changed again. That's fine. They can just handle stuff a lot better than we can. So why is
absolutely.
We got into a huge debate this week, and I said, no, it's not. It's not your mom. But Mbulelo and Libang the other day, they were both convinced that Lillian Dube was your mother because you do the ads together.
Yeah.
Is that, are you guys even related?
Here's the thing, I think, that confuses a lot of people. I sort of, when I came into the industry, Mom Lillian, if you remember, Mom Lillian used to have an agency.
Hmm.
And I was often seen at the office, at her office. And obviously, I got to stay with her for a little while as well. So a lot of people sort of confuse me and her biological son, Pule. You know, even today, when some people see Pule, they think that's me. So I suspect that something is up there. I'm not sure. We're waiting for the paternity test.
You see, this is also, you didn't answer my question directly. You went into a story, like people are confused, and then you don't help that situation because you say things in the press. You say things in the press like, yeah, Mum Lillian has been my mother in the entertainment world, blah, blah, blah. People are like, I don't understand. Just say yes or no. So we are all confused.
Let me tell you this. It's not as straight as forward as yes or no, Gareth. Just give me a moment. It's in the morning. We realize that often people will ask us when we're together, they'll ask us that question, you know, is this your son? Uh-huh. And one time I remember I said no. And those people were just destroyed. You know, their hearts were broken. And Mom Lillian was like, you see, there's no answer that's actually right, you know. So, look, my biological mother and Mom Lillian are really close friends. So that's the answer.
All right. No, I love that. Yeah. All right, let's just talk about some of these amazing things that you've done in your life, because you've got a hell of a CV. I mentioned Hotel Rwanda. I mentioned the Leon Schuster movies. I mentioned Number One Ladies Detective Agency. Are you still in contact with any of the people in those productions? Do you still speak to them often? Do you have anything to do with them? I mean, some of these have been
international
successes.
I chat to Nick Nolte's son often. Don Cheadle is still a friend. He comes to South Africa quite often. Anika Noni Rose is a family friend now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, some of those friendships happen. But here's the thing about the Americans is that we almost have to sort of like step back a little bit and not want to force those kind of relationships, you know. Mm. And if it comes from them, it's always better.
Yeah, I see what you mean. You don't want to be like the annoying South African person who's like trying to inveigle your way in, because they always think that you're trying to get into Hollywood and make friends of their friends so you can get ahead. But that's not what you want at all. I mean, you really are a believer in South Africa, and you've put an enormous amount of energy and effort into the entertainment business in this country. You've probably helped along many actors that we don't even realize you were involved in. But you believe in the entertainment business in this country, despite it having some very tough times recently, and despite it being a tough industry in general. There are not a lot of actors in particular, or singers, or dancers, or musicians, or theater people, or anyone who can crack a living out of just that. They often have to have a side job, have to have something else that they do the rest of the time. What's your advice for young people who are going into the entertainment business?
You know, I think, Gareth, that's a very good question, actually, because I often speak to young people who are coming into the industry, including in the pantomime this year. We have a lot of young people who just came out of college. Mm. For me, I think we need to see it as a business to start off with. Mm. But secondly, you know, take off all the other rubbish, you know, take off all the other rubbish. Fame will always follow if your art is on point. We see a lot of young people now who tend to go for the fame first. And then, you know, then the art form does not match the sort of fame they're carrying around, you know.
Yes.
And that's where all sorts of things start popping up: arrogance, celebrity dom, and so on. You know, I've said this to you before, that I get very uncomfortable when people call me a celebrity.
Yes.
And I always say I'm because I'm very talented to be called a celebrity. You know. And that's it, you know. See it as a business, and I think once you see it as a business, you realize that that's your job. You then have to do what you need to do to get it done. You know, if it means watch 700 movies a week,
yes,
you got to do that. If it means attend some extra classes to watch how other people do it, then that's what you need to do. You know,
well
but ultimately the business is you.
You've never, which I think is really remarkable, you know, some actors and performers and entertainers, they say no to things because they think they're too good for them. And what I've always loved about you is if a job comes along and you think it's either different and you can challenge yourself to do something you haven't done before, or if it's the kind of job that maybe is just something that you can add to your incredible CV full of different stuff, you seem to take on things that other people wouldn't do. I mean, you know, George Meany, who's going to join us just now, he's from Auto Trader. He remembers those I'm a Glug Glug ads. There are people who loved Suburban Bliss, and there are a lot of people who hated Suburban Bliss. You're doing pantomimes, Isidingos, you've done soap operas. You do ads. It's incredible, this variety of stuff. You don't say no to stuff. You give it all a fair chance.
Yeah. The real grit of our industry at the moment is something we call industrial theater. Not many people know this. I mean, obviously, because we perform in, you know, four companies to, you know, to either educate or infotain staff members and so on. And we've done things like going under, you know, into the mine. You know, last weekend I was showing my wife some pictures with us, you know, underground, like literally underground. 800 meters underground, you know, working with the miners while, you know, while they're busy doing their thing. And that's the part of the grit. It's that for me, the industry is also here for not only for the cash, but also to educate. And of course, South African companies, a lot of them, including mines, decided that they're going to do that. And now I know you know, I take this from what you just said now. I know a lot of people who would not dare go and do industrial yet.
Right. Yeah, they're too good for it, right. Yeah.
Yeah, they're too good for it. But those are the people seeking for, I believe those are the people who are just looking for the fame.
Well, Zach Lesupi says Desmond was brilliant on a Netflix special, How to Ruin Christmas. So people really do know all your stuff.
Right.
Uncle Potse says, I used to love Suburban Bliss. And then Jeremy has to be like the bad guy here. Desmond is a great performer. Pity about the annoying constant funeral adverts.
Well, people must stop dying then,
yeah, well,
Jeremy.
I mean, like, you know,
people
exactly.
stop dying,
it's
then
not Desmond's
stop
fault.
Doing the adverts.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. But also Jeremy doesn't know that at the moment we are on every channel on television. Mm. So he might have to switch to a total different country, you know.
It's unavoidable.
You might have to immigrate.
No. Yeah, Desmond, I can see that jacket you've got. I don't know if you saw the Fikile Mbalula 1 million jacket thing. I mean, you've always been on point with your style. So the jacket that he had, you seem like a man who would know where he got it. So forget about what he was saying, 1 million, what. The jacket he had, you are such a stylish dude. Do you know where he got that jacket?
No, I don't.
Okay, just checking.
Why would you think that?
I'm asking everyone.
I bought this from a flea market.
Okay. Well, you make it look good. You make it look good.
I thought you bought it from a flea market, and then I just got my own logo onto it, you know, just to make it look good. But
very impressive.
No. Talking about Fikile Mbalula, I think it was so brave of all of you, actually. The people who went to that roast, Gareth, why would you do that to yourself, my dog?
You know what? They prevailed upon me. They'd been asking me for 3 or 4 years before then. But I remember when I arrived, when I arrived there. Now, you're a seasoned performer, so you probably have more patience than I do. And a lot of theater and a lot of television is hurry up and wait, right?
Yeah.
It's very annoying. Everybody here knows that. Anybody who's ever been in the studio audience knows how much wasted time there is on these things.
Right.
So we were meant to start recording at, I think, 8 o'clock that evening, and it was in Gold Reef City. And I arrived we arrived at like 5 or 6 to, you know, give makeup, and you have to do some rehearsals and some prep and all the rest of it. And I was kind of excited to do it because there's some really great people on that lineup. And, you know, I saw Skumba yesterday, who is that guy's fantastic. He's just one of the funniest people.
Skumba's the king, man.
He really is. And
no, he's the king. It's his time. You know.
And you know, also, I don't really care if people make fun of me, because the whole point of the roast is that everybody is material, right? And yeah. As much as it was about Somizi, it was about everyone else as well. But what annoyed me was we only started recording at like 10:30 that night. And by then I had no energy left. I was furious. Yeah. I was irritable. I was grumpy. So I had to put on a brave face and go and deliver, because now, you know, in for a penny, in for the pound. So you just have to carry on and get it done. But I actually hated doing it at the end, because I was just annoyed that hours and hours of sitting in a dressing room had gone by before anyone could get their act together and start filming the stupid thing. So by the end, it wasn't fun. And I don't know how you do this. Do you prefer theater or do you prefer TV? I mean film.
Yeah. You know, that question is very important, because when I came into the industry, I came through theater, and obviously that's where I saw myself. You know, theater was my thing. I just wanted to do theater. And truth be told, theater is amazing. You know, there's an adrenaline there, but there's no money in theater. So as you can see now, 2020 has happened, and some of the theaters that we were performing in are beginning to close doors. So the migration to television was actually because of Suburban Bliss. I think when I did Suburban Bliss, I kind of felt like, okay, I can have a life here. Whereas with theater, the idea was to have a life, but to also sell potatoes on the side, you know?
some very interesting comments coming through. Tracy says, I just did some wiki reading on Desmond. What a story, and still so humble and amazing. Humility, you have to have humility as an actor, because actors who are arrogant, they don't get the work. People just don't want to work with them. You think that's true?
Oh, you'll be surprised.
Oh, really?
No, you'll be surprised. The arrogant ones are the ones who get, because they bring stardom to the project, whatever that means. You know what I mean? Like, some producers feel like, we got to walk on our toes. All of us have got to walk on our toes to make way for the star, you know, and that's how we're going to sell the project.
I don't want to turn this interview into like an ass-kissing seminar, because I respect all the work that you've done and the incredible stuff that you've achieved in your career. But there can't be a lot of actors on your level in South Africa. There can't be a lot of people who walk into a room, have instant recognition, where if you want a role, most of them are going to know if you come in, ah, shit, there goes the role, because Desmond's here. He's going to take it. He can choose first. That happens, though.
I think sometimes it happens, yeah. I mean, it happens to me. There are actors, there are specific roles that I'm called for a meeting or something.
Who's higher up on the totem pole than you? There can't be many in this country.
No, there's a lot of beautiful actors in our country, man. One of them has just gone to EFF. You know, Fana Mokoena is an amazing actor.
Oh,
you know,
become a politician, huh?
He has become a politician. Fana is one of those actors. I've been on stage with Fana. I swear on my living mom that there were moments that I would watch this guy and actually forget that I'm supposed to speak next. You know. Okay. he's one of probably just an underrated actor in South Africa.
So,
but
I mean,
amazing actor.
I'm guessing he's going to do very well in politics then, because you know, if you can pull that off, people like that from a politician. That'll be good. There's very little, you know, acting in politics. It's very similar streams. Same WhatsApp group.
No, it's. I mean, politics is acting. You know, sometimes bad acting, but it's acting.
I'll never forget you doing a version of Nkosi Sanatlamini Zuma in a. You remember that? It's hilarious. With the cigarettes. That was years ago. All right, so tell us about this pantomime, because pantomimes are ridiculous. My aunt, who's now dead, used to take us to pantomimes when we were children, because I suppose she liked them more than we did. But I always thought it was funny. It's always funny because, you know, you got like Desmond Dube in a dress and putting on a funny voice, and it's kind of what the trans community are hoping for, except with more applause. I've always found pantomimes kind of, it's just good Christmas fun. It's like what people do in the festive season to go and like let loose and have a laugh. And Janice Honeyman is a genius at what she does.
Oh,
she's really
tell me about it.
She can put together an incredible cast and crew. Did you even have to be persuaded, or was it something that you thought, ugh, I don't want to do this in the beginning, but now you're loving it? How did it all happen?
Yeah, it sort of creeps up on you. It's actually that's a good comment. You know, it sort of creeps up on you because Bernard J, who is the producer, sort of knows how I met Bernard a couple of years ago. I was doing a Shakespeare, my first Shakespeare, as a guy who just came from the township. Now you can imagine, you know, you come from the township and now you have to use thou, thee, you know. and Bernard just thought, hey man, when this ends, you know, we're about to go into some Christmas fun, you know, it's a light project. You need something light. How about it, you know? And obviously what Bernard does is that he'll get you into sort of smaller roles where you feel like, hey, this is so cool. You know, this is, you know, but it's still 9 shows a week. Anyway, so that's how I got in, into the pantomime. And I started understanding the style because it's a very specific style, Gene. You know, it's a, right there is where I can tell you that there's a lot of actors, even the brilliant ones, who might not be able to do that kind of thing.
Well,
and I've seen actors die. I've watched some pantomimes, and I see, I watch this actor, and I go, this guy is not enjoying this thing at all.
I'm curious, where is that line? Because you are, I mean, you're such an expressive person. You don't take yourself seriously when you're doing this kind of thing. So it's not like doing a movie where you have to be the character, you have to be honest, you have to, like with a pantomime, the audience are kind of in on the joke that it's all a big show. And you have to make them laugh, and humor is the important part of this. Is there ever a point where you feel like that's more fun than real acting, or where it's a bit of a betrayal of your acting roots? Because you're a serious actor. I mean, you're not some pisher who has to do this. Is it an escape?
Yeah. Look, I think it's a juggling act, because with pantomimes you've got to play the character. For example, the Ugly Sisters this year.
Who's the other ugly sister, by the way?
It's Ben Foss. He's really ugly. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. He's a lovely, handsome, tall-looking guy. So Ben Foss and I are the tall sister and the short sister. Man, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. It's wrong at all levels. Like when Ben and I are standing together, you're already starting to crack up before we even put the dresses on.
I'm just picturing it and I'm starting to laugh. Jesus, it's going to be funny.
You know,
listen, I hate a pantomime
as well.
I can't stand pantomimes, but I would come and see you doing this. That would be the reason I'd go. Man,
please do.
Just to see you, even when you open your eyes up like that, and I can just see you doing stupid stuff. I'm just going to love it. So there we go.
You know, this year, this year we also, because of COVID and so on, we decided to actually go more South African with the pantomime, which is what our audiences haven't seen. Because normally what happens is that if the UK had done Cinderella, the following year we will do Cinderella, because then we rent their, you know, their sets, and we get their wardrobe as well and so on. So because of COVID, the UK didn't have a pantomime last year, neither did we. So this year we're sort of going deep-rooted South African style in terms of this pantomime. It's our own glitz.
That's,
you know,
great.
If you may.
That's great. So I've got some comments for you here, some compliments. Racebeck says, you haven't aged a bit, Desmond.
That's nice. These people are very kind, man.
Not kind.
I've aged down here. Down here. I'm sucking up like crazy at the moment.
Michael says, true what Desmond says, life is a pantomime, and we can just see that even the good actors can fail at it. Ruth says she's booking tickets next week. It's going to be lots of fun.
Oh, man.
So are you allowed to have full capacity in the theaters, or you have to go half?
No. We still follow COVID rules. And maybe that is an important comment, because I think friends of mine were telling me that They were looking for tickets for November already. They couldn't get. So you know, because of COVID regulations, people need to get their tickets quite early this year.
Right.
But I feel so happy, man, to just know that families will gather again. You know what I mean? Like outside.
That's good.
Their back gardens and little balconies. Mm. They can now go to the theater with their kids and laugh and sing along with one another.
Well, here's some feedback you might not have got before from Palesa. Palesa says, I'm grateful for the clientele ads. They helped me explain my actuarial science studies to my grandparents. See?
Right.
Changing lives, Desmond. You're changing
lives.
That's very, very good.
Right. That's something I never thought of.
Vinesh says, Desmond, you were chilling in Reka.
Oh.
See, lots of people just
Yeah.
COVID.
Reka was a very special project for me as well. You know, How to Ruin Christmas. Soon after that, you know, the roles were just so different.
Yeah.
You know, from How to Ruin Christmas to Reka. And obviously, the character in Reka that I played was Umfundisi, but Umfundisi, who has deep issues, wants to be a politician, lets certain things slide, you know, does not really follow the conventional biblical teachings, you know.
That should have been Fana Mokoena's role.
Probably. And you know, you're quite right, Joe, and I'm glad that Fana Mokoena went to politics.
Well, somebody said to me he's coming back into acting. One of the comments
here. I think he has now. I sort of, you know, was scrolling through the channels and I saw him. Hmm. I think it was on Scandal or Rhythm City, one of those shows.
What's the worst work you've ever done? The thing that you don't ever want to do again, that you hate doing, that's hard work, that wasn't fulfilling, that didn't pay well enough?
There's quite a couple. I think it depends. There's quite a couple. It also depends on the project, you know. You find producers who are amazing in convincing you that this is the one, you know, this is, you know, it's going to be amazing. And then you get into the project and you look at the script and you go, in fact, I'm not going to tell you which one, mm-hmm. because you'll know it, but I walked away from a project last year during COVID, when people were all looking for work. Sure. I went to, you know, I got this role and I just thought, you know,
not
it was just not
it.
Working.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. And to say no to something at that time in particular.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And I remember my wife's voice, you know, because I already had concerns when I read the script. And when I called her and I was on set and I said, I just can't. And she said, I understand fully.
Wow.
You know, even now when we, you know, when we need money, my wife said, I understand fully. You know,
I mean,
come on.
Any other wife would have said, you get to work. You bring home that bacon. You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But your wife must be made of strong stuff. That's an incredible supportive thing that she did there.
Absolutely. She is, man. She is. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to bring on another fan of yours. This is George Meany. He joins us every week. He's the CEO of Auto Trader. Yeah. He remembers your Ama Glug Glug ad because it's the whole reason he went into motoring. Isn't that true, George?
Exactly, Desmond. How's it, Gareth and 3N?
How are you, man?
Yeah, good and you. I remember
that. Dude, you must be very old to remember the Ama Glug Glug ad.
At least he gets my age right.
Desmond, it's so good to see you, man. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning, and all the best to you. By the way, tickets for Cinderella, the pantomime in Johannesburg, now on sale, 240 Rand through up. You can go to visit joburgtheatre.com. That's joburgtheatre.com. Group, family, and senior citizen discounts are available. So take granny, take the children.
Man, come and see a spectacular. You know, the show is opening for previews on the 3rd of November, and we're going until the 24th this year. We're going until the 24th of December and not until the end of December.
And if you needed any persuasion, I'm going to show you a picture of Fanny Flatulina. Here she is. Yes.
Yeah.
Sis.
Yeah.
Sis.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
when she thinks she's looking good. Yeah.
So there we are. That's Desmond Dube. What a pleasure to have you on again, sir. And go and watch his his latest production.
Thank you very much, guys.
Pantomime, go and have some fun. Desmond Dube, thank you very much. What a great guy. CliffCentral.com.